Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to say that I said yesterday that if criticism, negative criticism, any type of criticism of my singing, piano playing, songwriting, it won't stop me from pursuing the goal as an artist near Hollywood. You know, criticism happens all the time, and I said that opinions does not determine destiny. What determines destiny is effort and playing and getting myself out there in some way or another, and chance. You know, sometimes it's luck. But at times it can take a very long time to get that recognition. But one thing for sure, I'm bringing up that I was playing inside my condo. It is not for anyone to see. Behind four closed doors, that's my privacy. Not for anyone to look at. My home is not for, you know, I bring that up because I said in previous podcasts about those crazy allegations that people are peeping. They should not. They cannot. You know, that's illegal under law. That's a crime. That's a misdemeanor. But those allegations could, may or may not be true. We don't know. But there's no evidence. But what is true is that when I'm practicing on my keyboard, I play one hand. I practice on the songs that I've written. And I was writing a new song. So that is the thing, you know, it's just writing. And the song that I was playing was like Basic Jam. It's already been released. So, you know, Basic Jam is a song that I've written by myself. And so that is where it is. I'm in the privacy of my own home playing it. And I was playing this song practicing. And when you practice, you're not on or off. I'm not practicing for an audience. I'm practicing just for me. And here it is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Singer. Songwriter. I hope I sound good. So if you hear me, there's a song I've written by myself. It's called Vintage Jam Part 2. I played it for, you know,
Vintage Jam, I see the light, you know it too, I see a sign.
You know, it's just, that's where I played it on live in front of people, but inside my home is off, you know. Inside my home, you know, as an artist, you know. I try not to make too much noise with the music. I play like once or twice a week, or sometimes we go days, because I don't want to be the center of attention, because I attracted darkness and negativity from the wrong people in my environment who think my home is some kind of, they think my home is some kind of show, which it isn't. And I own the property, and that's why I want to move. I want to sell to buy another one, because this is, you know, that's my, you know, forever. But writing a song is, you know, practicing in my home. You know, my living room is not for, you know, it's just for me to play. It's for me to practice. I'm trying to keep my skills up. Experiment with songs, you know, add different melodies on the keyboard so I can write another song. And I've written another song that I copyrighted. You know, that's one thing about living where I go. You know, I remember in the days I used to sing and I called, so I sing and play piano, and, you know, and at a certain right time, and I don't want to cause disturbance. But that's not what it's for. It's not for people outside to listen to or to, you know, but again, some people may have listened, and I heard people criticize my the keyboard outside. I said, it's not for them to listen to. It's not for a show. Every musician has to play and practice. And all my songs, you know, I have to also protect myself, you know. So I ain't writing for no one else. You know, a songwriter, I'm not, you know, going to write a song for someone else. I have to write a song for myself, you know. And if I release it, it's going to be copyrighted and released to the public. And but when they criticize or anybody criticizes online, my, you know, people have said I cannot sing or my singing is terrible, my piano playing is terrible, my songwriting is terrible. I had to look at the source of who said that. Are they experts in music or are they musicians? A lot at times they're not. So those are to ignore. So it's like it goes in one ear, out the other, really, literally, because they're not credible. Just a put down or, you know, I don't take them seriously. But when it comes to, constructive criticism, like somebody who is a musician, and their musician criticized my singing musician, they say, I can't, my songwriting is terrible or my voice is terrible. And, you know, as you know, I, again, it goes one in and out the other. I don't take that seriously either. There's so many opinions in the music industry, and one opinion or even millions of opinions doesn't matter. It matters if I get that chance to, you know, discover it. It's like one person. And also, you know, there's, you know, a lot of people have been rejected. It doesn't mean they're right, you know. But I do have to improve or experiment with my music, change something. Recording music has been a gift, and I've been doing it for 30 years. A very long time of recording music and performing. I don't perform as much as I used to because I'm older, but I wrote 440 songs almost, you know, tangible form of writing, so it doesn't matter. I've been through, I've been chewed up and spit out, so I will continue to do what I need to do. So a lot of creators, I just, you know, they say I'm so hypersensitive, and, you know, they play the guitar or play the piano like me or write a song, and it's going to be always somebody who's going to criticize me or not like my music. And I had to ignore that and just keep doing it because I can play and I can write and I can sing. Like, there's always going to be somebody who's not going to like me and I on this planet, and I don't think about that because there's always going to be somebody who do like me. So, you know, it's not a popularity contest. Because trying to make it in the music industry is about finding the right person who likes my music. You can be a bunch of experts in the music industry who say no and someone say yes. The other truth about making it in the industry, as I said before, is the public. So, if you know, the record company or somebody thinks, oh, this song is great or this song is terrible, what really matters is whether the public likes it. So you release it to the public and nobody likes or somebody does like it, that can determine success. The success is about belief and effort, and a lot of times, I'm going through it now, it takes success decades for some people to get discovered. But, as I said before, Plan B is definitely there. Because the truth is, I may not. I hope that isn't the fact, because I like to think positive. Because of the competition, so I have to have a full life. But criticism of my music, especially when I'm practicing or in my home, is not warranted. It's something to ignore. You know, inside my home, when I practice on my keyboard, it's for me to practice. It's not for a show. It's not for me to be on stage. When I go on stage, I go to a club or I have done music videos outside my home, but I show parts of it. That's wherever I point the camera up. That's part of the music, the part of the show, not my condo, not someone else doing it illegally to look in. So it's really important. And I live in an area where people don't understand privacy, so that's why I don't play it all the time. because I don't really deserve attention. But criticism is nothing to do with me. It has to do with someone's opinion. An opinion, no matter good or bad, will not determine whether I make it or not in the industry or what destiny I have. What destiny I have will be what I do, especially if I'm practicing by myself, trying to make up a song or practice songs I play over and over again, especially a song that's already been released to the public professionally. But I move on. I feel good about my singing, my songwriting, my piano playing, and my singing, and my songwriting. And a dream can come true for me. Hopefully whatever dream you have out there may come true for you. And if you get criticized by music, for your music, or ignore it, believe in yourself, move on. Good day, good night from Deaf Nights.